Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Today on 100 Yards of Football, we go to the NFL for a team preview. And that takes us to the Queen City. No, not Charlotte, Cincinnati, where the Bengals are the reigning AFC champions. And there's one reason for it. And his name is a talented quarterback named Joe Burrow. And this year, Vincent Turner is going to explain why the Bengals have a chance to be in win mode from now and on. They've added additions. Ted Karras, who helped Buck for two Super Bowls to protect Tom Brady. Alec Kappa, who won a ring also with Tom Brady, blocking for the Buccaneers. And Lyle Collins, who blocked for both Tony Romo and Dak Prescott, comes to the Bengals. Vincent Turner explains why the Bengals are on a roll and win mode here on 100 Yards of Football.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner, the 901, 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. If you like the video, please come in and share it. The Cincinnati Bengals. Hoo-hoo-hoo-wee. First, kudos to head coach Zach Taylor, because I'm going to be honest with you, brother. You was on the hot seat. You only had 6 wins after 2 seasons. But you turned it around. You trusted some of your assistants, and your play calling was outstanding. But see, in this game of football, man, real talk is that you can be a great team, you can be an average team, you can be a bad team. It's all about the quarterback position. It's the most important position, especially in the National Football League. If you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to win, period. And last year, the young man out of Athens, Ohio, 2019 Heisman Trophy winner, LSU, Joe Burrow, he did his thing last year in 2021. But the thing about Joe Burrow, I'm not going to really sit up here and tell you no lie. I had reservations about him because the season he had at LSU, let's keep it real, he had what you call unbelievable NFL talent around him. Justin Jefferson, Terrence Marshalls. And to all my Alabama fans, and to one gentleman that, this go for you, you know what I'm talking about. You're a head football coach. You know, you're a football coach somewhere in the city of Atlanta. I'm not going to put your name out there. But I told you, and I told all y'all, that Ja'Marr Chase was the second coming of being one of the greatest, not best receivers, the greatest, one of the best, greatest receivers in the National Football League. And all you used to say, you know what I'm talking about, Devontae Smith out of Alabama. That's all I heard, Devontae Smith. But how you like me now? I'm going to get to Ja'Marr Chase a little bit later. But Joe Burrow had all that talent around him. And then he had Clyde Allaire around him. He had a great offensive line, a great defense. So I was reserved about him. Then in 2020, he had a torn ACL near the end of last season. So I didn't see none of this coming with Joe Burrow. and the Bengals coming into 2021. But you know what it told me? Again, it comes from homage, your blood. His father was a great football player, Mr. Burrow, in Nebraska. He had two brothers that played in Nebraska. His father played in the 70s when Nebraska was that thing, Bob Devaney. So you know his father had some, he had some of that thing Mr. Burrow had in some of that. I'm going to call him Mr. Burrow. So you know that had to be passed down to the baby boy, Joe Burrow. And last year, I became a fan of Joe Burrow. We could talk about Lamar Jackson. We could talk about Tom Brady. We could talk about all the great ones. And Tom Brady's a couple last year. It was Joe Burrow, man. And I like how, not only how he played on the field, but did you see when he won the AFC Championship game, how he came to that press conference, all that black, rocking that bling, 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 bling. Hot boys, New Orleans, that bling, bling. Then he being a white guy, and that black, he looked good. I said, look at Joe Burrow. He doing it on the field. And then he coming to the press conference, had the cut right. I said, oh my God, Billy Dee Williams, James Bond, Brad Pitt, John Wayne, Rock Hudson, all in one. Woo! And he was doing it on the field, baby. 4,600 yards in the air, 34 touchdowns, 14 INTs. He was special. Let's talk about the other parts of the offense. He was so special. The young boy out of Boomer Sooma, Oklahoma, Joe Mixon, took his game another level, over 1,200 yards and 13 touchdowns last year. He got the ability, if he stay healthy, be one of the top five backs in the game. Then the offensive line. Last year, Joe Burrow took 51 sacks. The Bengals offensive line gave up 71 total overall. But the one thing I like about Joe Burrow, he's another guy that don't really be in the media. He's all about taking care of his business. You know, after the Super Bowl, I didn't find this out that even though everybody else said the offensive line was horrible, every member of the offensive line that got them to the Super Bowl, he bought them Rolexes. That should tell you something about Joe Burrow. But we know the Bengals organization had to make some changes in the offensive line and help us on the way. He's not going to get sacked 51 times this year. Alex Capel is coming over from Tampa Bay. Ted Karras is coming over from New England. And boy, I hated to see Lyle Collins come over from the Cowboys. I'm a Cowboys fan. But hey, that offensive line is going to be stacked. It's going to be the Bengals wall. And Jonah Williams, you got help, baby. And it's time for you to step up. Jackson Carmen out of Clemson University. Dabo Sweeney is banking on you, bro. You representing Clemson. You struggled last year. They took you in the second round. But that offensive line, it's going to be better than last season. Then talk about the wide receiver position. T. Higgins, Oak Ridge in the house. Last year, 74 receptions, 1,091 yards, 6 touchdowns. And then Tyler Boyd, 828 yards, 12 yards to catch, 6 or 7 receptions. Them two guys right there, they got potential. They was on another team. They can be Pro Bowlers. But what makes me so great, I proclaim I'm not an NFL scout. I'm not a guy that's on the NFL total network. I'm not a guy on Good Morning Football. I'm not on ESPN. I'm just a guy broadcasting with a great group of gentlemen on 100 Yards football platform out of my house here in Douglasville, Georgia. If you don't know what Douglasville is, it's 30 miles west of Atlanta and about 2 hours from the Alabama state line. But I know last year, I was going back watching the draft and some of these other stations, you know, your call letters, one of them starts with 680. Other one is 92.9. And all I heard was Devontae Smith, Devontae Smith, Devontae Smith top five, Devontae Smith top five. Even some of the stations down in Birmingham, Jocks, I think 94.5. Everybody was saying Devontae Smith. I understand he won the Heisman Trophy, Alabama won the national championship. But I told everyone that was close to me that Ja'Marr Chase was going to be the best receiver, maybe pound for pound, the best player in the 2021 NFL draft. And they say, how can you say that, Vincent? He didn't even play last year. But go back to his sophomore year. AJ Terrell, national championship game. Trayvon Diggs, Alabama game. I don't have to go no more after that. He got deep on them with ease. And so he came in the preseason last year. He had some problems with the drops in the training camp. What? All I know at the end of the year, 1,835 yards. I think 13 or 14 touchdowns. He averaged almost 18 yards a catch. And he did it quietly. Then in the Super Bowl, he got deep on Jalen Ramsey. And that was only in his first year. Think about when he learns coverages. He really learns how to be a professional. And him and Joe Burrow really get on the same page. I'm telling you, Ja'Marr Chase has got a chance to be in that same rim when we talk about Julio Jones, when we talk about Randy Moss, when we talk about Chris Carter, when we talk about Terrell Owens, of course, the great Jerry Rice. I'm telling you, this young man out of Metairie, right outside New Orleans, got a chance to be the best to play this game. The resume started out right. I don't have to say no more. Over 1,800 yards. 18 yards a catch. This came from me. I said he was the best receiver and best player in the draft last year. And I think I didn't disappoint anybody. I think I was 100% right. No, I'm going to say 150% right. Remember this. I turned 62 on Sunday. And I'm very proud. And I've been following this game for a long time. I don't have to watch a lot of film and watch a lot of other people and be on TV. I can tell a football player. I can tell a special one. Ja'Marr Chase is a special one. Now let's talk about the defensive side of the ball for the Bengals. Sam Hubbard out of The Ohio State, 7.5 sacks last year was real good. DJ Reader out of Clemson came over from Houston was real good. BJ Hill played at another level. But the guy that set it off was Trey Hickson. 17 sacks last year, came over from New Orleans. I remember all the Bengals people in the media said, why are we paying this guy so much money? He was over there playing with Cameron Jordan. And did we really, what are we doing here? All I know, Mr. Hickson, 17.5 sacks. He was a stud. He was a warrior, come out to play. Then at the linebacker position, Logan Wilson, won the best in the game. Wyoming, he's ascending. 98 tackles last year. Jeremiah Pratt, his sidekick, 88 tackles. Now, this is when you know a football team is in it to win. And you know they got good personnel people. The Bengals made some key moves in our season. First, they started in the offensive line. We knew that was going to happen. But in the secondary, that's what I love. That's why their football team is not going to go nowhere. Eli Apple played very well last year. No question about it. Very surprising, really. Von Bell out of The Ohio State, Ringo, Georgia, played very well last year. Jesse Bates, up and down. But I'm assuming he's going to send back to where he was the years before. Then you got Mike Hilton, one of the top slot cornerbacks in this league, played very well. But what I like about the Bengals, you know what they said? This is a passing league. We got to get faster as a football team. And we got to get studs and dogs, as Bobby Butler says, in the secondary. The last mature defense for us. And I like what they did in the draft. They got Daxton Hill out of Michigan. First round, can run like a deer, can cover, can play every position in the secondary, out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Booker T. Washington, Daxton Hill. Then they went out and got a young man out of Montgomery, Alabama, Nebraska. Cam Taylor Brett was a captain, played 4 years in Nebraska. And boy, physical, can run, man to man. And then they got Tyrese Anderson out of Toledo. Track star, 6'2", 208. And all three of those guys are 4.3s. Speed now. And I'm looking over all this football team, the Cincinnati Bengals. This is a team, I don't think they're going to be a Cinderella story, a one-hit wonder. I think they put everybody on notice, brother. I think they put so many people on notice that I'm looking at the Cincinnati of old, Anthony Munoz, Chris Collinsworth, Ken Anderson, Isaac Curtis, Boogie Icky Woods, Booby Clark, Bobby Clark, whatever. I'm going to get your name right, or Benoon Cookman, Tim McGee, Lamar Parrish. The Bengals, what they used to call that stadium, Riverfront, but they used to call it the jungle. It's going to be the jungle in Cincinnati. So the Bengals are going to be my pick to win the AFC Central. And I think Joe Burrow, with a little more toolage, and he can stay healthy with that offensive line, Cincinnati is going to be a very dangerous team. And don't be surprised if he'll be back in the Super Bowl in Phoenix this upcoming season. And they're coming out of the AFC. I'm just telling you. Joe Burrow, James Bond, Rock Hudson, Brad Pitt, Billy D. Williams, John Wayne. I can't get over that press conference. He came in all that black and had that. He had that, what they call it. He had that ice piece looking good. And just watching that young man in interviews after the season, he was talking about the Super Bowl loss. You can tell you he's very grounded, but he understands the concept of team. He understands that you got to be a good teammate. I'm going to give kudos to a gentleman, and I heard him last night, said something so true. Two-time Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots, Mr. Tyrone Poole, Fort Valley State Finest. He said something last night on another show, I'm not going to put it out there, that football, why it's the greatest sport, better than the NBA, better than Major League Baseball, better than soccer. It's a team sport at its highest level. You got to rely on each man to do their job. I thought about what he said, and I said, you know what? He's 100% right. Joe Burrow understands that his brothers are his teammates in Cincinnati. And that's why, beware Ravens. Beware Steelers. Beware Browns. The Bengals are not going nowhere long as Joe Burrow's on the center and healthy.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. It's been the Cincinnati Bengals 2022 team preview. I'm your host, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, 901. Special thanks to my boy, Mr. Marky B, for bringing me up. My only final words when I think about the Cincinnati Bengals, they play in the great state of Ohio, right? The Ohio players, Ohio, Ohio, Ohio. The Cincinnati Bengals. 2022, Joey Burrow. Y'all be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.